It's good to be here at Jubilee to preach God's word.
很高兴能够来到禧年堂这里来分享神的话语。
Just a little introduction about myself.
让我自我介绍。
My name is Khun Ho.
我是坤好牧师。
My name is very easy to remember.
我的名字很容易记。
If you are Hokkien.
如果你是福建人。
My name is Khun Ho.
坤厚。
坤就好了。
坤真好啊。
So you remember me. Well, I bring greetings from the Synod as well as Singapore Life Church.
我在这里代表大会还有生命堂来向大家问安。
So we have a letter from Synod to read to you.
我们在这里有一个大会所给大家所发的信。
So I ask Reverend Xiaowei to read it.
这里我就来念就不翻译了。奉救主耶稣基督的名问候大家。更愿从天父而来的恩惠平安归于你们。自去年八月四日在正道堂召开历史性的特会，37间堂会同心合一签署了备忘录，宣告同属新加坡长老大会成员，至今已有35间堂会完成了社团的注册。请继续为未完成注册的堂会来祷告。在今年三月十八到十九日的大会年一会中，也通过发展直落古楼的地段，为新加坡长老会为新加坡长老会中心。到时不但有能够加强各堂会的联系，也盼望中心能够成为承载长老中信仰、神学、历史的有生命建筑。亚洲加尔文神学院的构想也得多方面的响应，禧年堂将带头成立筹备委员会，其中第一届的青年实习计划也已经在今年底举行，然后这我们也会发传单给大家，到时在来自各堂会的青年人将集集一堂，在圣经、神学、侍奉技巧、宣教和社会参与上得到宝贵和丰富的装备，请鼓励贵堂会的青年踊跃参加。我们已经向政府当局表示要设立长老会社区医院的意愿，然后筹备的委员会呢也在近期内成立，请为此事多代祷。有关设立长老会圣乐和表演艺术学院、长老会国际学校都在积极探讨中。众弟兄姐妹，愿我们同心合意，兴旺福音，发光作盐，再攀高峰。读到这里。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that Lord we can come together this morning to worship you. We want to pray right now for our synod. Thank you, Lord, for the work of synod, the ministry that.Established there. We continue to pray for them as their big plans and their purpose, Lord, is to serve one another. And we continue to pray that, Lord, these plans may come to pass and that, Lord, the most important things that through our Presbyterian denomination, your name be greatly glorified. That we continue, Lord, to commit this to you. And now as we come together to listen to your word, we ask that, Lord, you quieten our hearts, our spirit, that we may be attentive to your word.And help us, Lord, to see any changes that we need to make. That, Lord, we want to change for the better and for your glory and purpose. We pray and ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, today's topic, the given topic to me by the Synod is on salt and light.
今天大会所吩咐的这个信息就是盐和光。
So I titled my sermon to be the influence of God's community.
所以我把那个主题就是神的群体的影响。
And the topic, the text is taken from Matthew chapter 5 verses 13 to 16.
经文就取自马太福音第五章第十三到第十六节。
Now as follower of Jesus Christ, we live today in a world that are characterized by two things.
作为耶稣的门徒呢，我们活在这个世界呢，我们有两个特征。
That is moral corruption and spiritual darkness.
而这世界的两个特征呢，就是道德的腐败 还有这个属灵的阴暗。
And these two destructive dynamics describe the normal state of things all around us.
而这两个原动力呢，就形容了我们在我们这个社会的处境。
But by the grace of God, God has chosen us and He's placed us, His love upon us and saved us from this destructive course of this world through the blood of His Son.
不过神呢拣选了我们，把他的爱给我们呢，也就是我们脱离这个死亡的轨道。
But why did God save us?
可是神为什么要救我们呢？
Did God save us just to give us eternal life that we enjoy heaven?
就是为了要我们享受这永生吗？
I think the passage that we're going to study this morning.
我想从今天的经文里面我们会看到。
Right, it's going to teach us that God save us in order to make us different.
神救赎我们是为了要我们能够活出不同的生命。
And something that this fallen world desperately needs.
而是这个世界所需要的。
And that He then leaves us in this world to live in the midst.
让我们活在这个世界里面。
And God saves us to be His children.
成为我们成为他的儿女。
To be His people.
成为他的子民。
To be a community of faith.
成为一个信仰的群体。
And to be different and to be an influence to this world.
能够不同也影响这个世界。
Now, have you ever thought?How did the world view the church?
你有没有想过这个世界是怎么看这个教会呢？
Now the world may view us very differently, and the world may seem to have anger and frustration over the church.
他们可能很不同的来看待我们，他可能对我教会有愤恨。
Because they felt the church is old-fashioned and it hinders progression.
因为他觉得可能教会很老派，而阻止这个世界前进。
And he may even maliciously hate the church and seek to destroy.
他们可甚至会恨恶教会，想要毁坏教会。
But don't let the hostility of the world make you feel unimportant or irrelevant.
可是不要让这世界的敌意让你觉得很没有需要。
Because the truest things that the world needs most, I think here is the church.
因为这个世界所最需要这个很真实的呢，就是教会本身。
The church's existence on this earth.Is God's merciful gift to the world?
因为这个教会的存在就是神所给世界的这个礼物。
Why? Because the church is the only sort that would provide for the world for the moral corruption.
为什么呢？因为教会呢，就是为这个世界的腐败的这个盐。
And the church is God's provision for the world for this spiritual darkness.
而是我们这个属灵这个世界的属灵阴暗所带来的亮光。
Do you know why the church view? Do you know why the world views the church that is the community of God in this manner?
即使如此，为什么教会又会这样子的来看待教会呢？
Now there are many reasons.
这个世界会这样子看我们，
有很多原因。But one reason stands above the rest.
可是有一个有原因是特别突出的。
The church has lost its influence.
因为教会失去了它的影响力。
Because Christian has neglected to be the salt and light of the world.
因为基督徒呢，忽略了我们要成为这个世界的光和盐。
And when Christian decide not to be the church, not to be the salt and light, the world will not listen to us.
而当教会不做这个光和盐的时候呢，这个世界就会忽略我们。
But the flip side is also true.
可是反面也是一样的。
When the church becomes the salt and light of the world,
当教会选择做这个世界的光和盐的时候
，the world listens.
世界就会听我们的。
So put it simply,
所以简单来说
，when we are the salt and light of the world,
当我们是光和盐的时候
，the world pay attention to us.
世界就听注意我们。
When we are not, the world don't.
反面也是如此。
Now this is the word of the Lord taken from Gospel Matthew. I just read verse 13, chapter 5, verse 13. It says here, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men."
马太福音第五章第十三节，你们是这世上的盐。盐若失去了味，怎么能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不。以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。
Now, what did Jesus mean?
耶稣的意思是什么呢？
Now, salt was one of the most common substances in the ancient world.
盐在古时候呢是最常见的这个物质。
In the Roman world, Roman soldiers were paid with salt.
罗马兵丁呢就以盐来作为这个薪金。
And they would revolt if they didn't get their ration.
如果得不到这个盐的时候呢，他们就会反抗。
And indeed, the words English word salary comes from this Latin word salarium, salarium.
而这个英文字这个 salary 就从这个 salarium 拉丁字。
Salarium literally means salt money.
A salarium 的意思呢，就是盐的钱。
Now let's go a step further.
再说呢。
Now salt has a number of uses.
所以其实盐有很多的用处。
Firstly is for seasoning.
第一是调味啦。
Now just pick up any cookbook in the bookshop.
你任何一个家这个菜谱。
And you count how many recipes.That includes salt.
每一个呢都有讲到要用盐。
Now almost everything there, you will eat and you will have salt in it.
而我们所吃的每样事情，当然都有一点盐分。
Without salt, food can be tasteless.
没有盐的话呢，食物就无味。
You don't believe me?
如果不相信的话
，You try McDonald's French fries without salt.
你是吃麦当劳的那个薯条，可是没有盐的。
You ever tried?
吃过吗
？Tasteless.
无味的。
You'll never go McDonald's again.
你就不会再去麦当劳了。
Secondly, salt is for preservative.
第二呢，这个盐也是防腐剂。
There's no doubt that's the main use.
而这就是它主要的用途。
Salt retards spoilage.
因为盐呢会使这个腐坏缓慢。
It doesn't prevent, okay, the process of decay.
它不会完全的阻止这个腐坏的过程。
But it slows down and it prevents spreading.
可是它会使它缓慢，也阻止它蔓延。
And for example, if you have meat, if it's left by itself, it will definitely spoil.
所以如果肉不经处理的话呢，就会腐坏。
Now if you cure the meat with salt, it will last longer.
那你盐来处理那个肉的话呢，它就会持久。
Thirdly, salt stings.
第三呢，就是盐呢会刺痛。
Now we speak of pouring salt on an open wound.
所以我们就说在伤口上撒盐。
If you have an open wound, you pour salt, you try.
你有伤口的话，你放一点盐试试看。
Ouch!
痛啊
！It's going to be very painful.
是很痛的。
But it helps.
可是它却有帮助。
It helps to prevent the wound from being gangrene.
它就不会有这个败血病。
All right. Fourthly.Salt gives strength.
盐会给你有力量。
God, salt definitely gives strength because we can't live without sodium.
因为我们的这个饮食里面需要这个盐。
Our body needs sodium.
我们身体如果没有钠的话呢
？You need salt to keep your bones strong.
你需要你的骨骼也需要。
So during those time in the Roman days.The soldiers were fed with salt because they give them strength.
而这个罗马兵丁呢，也就是给让他们有盐，让他们有力量。
But of course, in our modern study, we know that too much salt also no good.
而我们今天当然也知道，就是太多的盐也不好。
You will have high blood pressure, and high blood pressure will lead to many, many medical problems.
因为你有高血压，高血压就有很多带来的相关的疾病。
But definitely salt is needed, okay, to give us strength.
可是这个基本的盐的分量还是需要的，让我们有力量。
Fifth, last but not least, salt creates.
而就是最后呢，就是盐呢会使我们口渴。
That's why they put salt on potato chips and pretzels.
所以盐就会放在脆饼跟那个薯片上。
Why? Because so you're going to buy soft drinks like Coca-Cola.
为什么呢？让你吃了就会去买那些饮料来喝。
Now.In what sense does all this apply to us as followers of Christ?
所以这到底是哪一个用途是对我们作为耶稣的门徒是来引用呢？
Jesus said we are to be the salt of the world.
耶稣告诉我们要成为这世上的盐。
So here what it means that we are to be salt that flavors a tasteless world.
第一呢，就是我们要为这无味的世界呢带来调味的盐。
And we are to be salt to preserve.This decaying world.
而为一个腐败的世界来带来这个防腐的盐。
Now Jesus has no illusion about this world.
耶稣对于这个世界是没有什么幻觉的。
He knew its true character.
因为他看到它的原貌。
Now it's like a piece of rotten meat.
就像一个腐坏的肉。
Rotten meat will deteriorate more and more if you don't put in the fridge.
如果不把它放在冰橱里面，就越来越腐败。
Now on every hand we have the most advanced technology.
现在可能我们说我们有最高的科技。
Every day brings new new breakthrough in medicine, science, communication, as well as mass production.
不管是在医学、科学、在通讯，还是在生产力方面呢，每天都有新的突破。
Yet at the same time, the moral climate of this world grows darker and darker.
可是我们这个道德上呢，却越来越阴暗。
Now I believe you have read newspaper.
我相信你有看报纸。
More and more society are accepting homosexuality.
越来越多的社会是接受了同性恋。
I think it's going to affect Singapore very soon.
可能也会影响到新加坡。
So dear friends, let there be no mistake.
所以让我们不要误会。
We are living in a morally corrupt society.
我们活在一个道德腐败的社会。
Now it's like a piece of meat left in the open air.
就像一块肉放在这个阳光底下一样。
The decay is slow at first.
那个腐败可能腐坏可能开始很慢。
But then suddenly the whole thing will become rotten.
可是可能很快，整块肉就腐蚀了。
Now, what does it take to arrest the spread of evil?
那我们要怎么样来停止这个恶的扩散呢
？And that's what Jesus was talking about here in this passage.
而这就是耶稣所要强调的。
Salt stops the spread of moral evil.
而盐呢，就会阻止这个道德的恶的扩散。
And it preserves society from total corruption.
而就阻止这个社会被腐蚀。
Now here's the exciting part.
这个就是精彩的部分。
Now it doesn't take much salt to do the job.
因为其实你不需要很多的盐来做这个工作。
Just a little bit in the right place will do the job.
因为你只是要再用一点点的就能完成这件事情。
I don't know, you remember the story of Abraham?
不知道你记得这个亚伯拉罕的故事吗
？When he praying to God for Sodom, to spare Sodom because his nephew Lot lived there.
他为这个索多玛祷告，因为他的侄儿罗德就活在那个城市里面。
Abraham prayed, Lord, if I could find 50 righteous people, will you spare Sodom?
亚伯拉罕是说，如果我在这个城市里面可以找到50个义人，你是否就可以饶恕这个城市呢
？And God said, Yes, I will spare Sodom if you can find 50 righteous people.
耶和华说，好，找到50个就没问题。
Abraham said, Well, Lord, if I can find 45 righteous people, will you spare Sodom?
亚伯拉罕就说，不然45个吗？
Lord said yes.
神也说好啊。
So Abraham tried 40.
亚伯拉罕就说四十个吧。
God said yes.
神也说好。
And then he tried 30.
亚伯拉罕就说是三十个呢。
God said yes again.
Yes. 神又说好。
Now the problem was Abraham didn't think that Sodom has 30 righteous people.
可是亚伯拉罕不觉得这个城市有三十个义人。
So he tried again.
他就在
尝试。He prayed to God.If there are 20 righteous people,
那不然20个怎么样
？God says, "Okay, I'll spare the Sodom if you can find 20 righteous people."
他说好，如果找到二十个义人的话，我就饶恕这个索多玛。
Finally, Abraham took a deep breath.
然后亚伯拉罕就深呼一口气。
God, if I can find 10 righteous people, will you spare Sodom?
他说主啊，如果我能够找到十个义人，你会放过这个索多玛吗？
God is a gracious God. God says, "Okay, you can find 10 righteous people. I will spare Sodom."
神是充满恩典，他说好十个我就饶恕索多玛。
Now you think of it.
所以你想象看
Sodom,
这个索多玛这个城市
city,
大城
You probably have hundreds of thousands of people.
应该有十多万人
10 righteous people.
只要找十个义人
Whole city.Will be safe. You can find 10 righteous people.
只要找到十个义人呢，整个城市就得到救赎了。
Remember, Sodom is a thoroughly wicked place.
可是索多玛是一个充满恶的这个城市。
It was evil through and through.
完全的行恶。
Yet God said, "I would spare the city. You can have 10. You can find 10 righteous people."
可是神却说，只要找到十个义人，我就饶恕这个城市。
But we have read the word of God, we know it didn't turn out to be.
可是我们读经的时候就发现了，他连十个也找不到。
Abraham couldn't. He couldn't find 10 righteous people.
亚伯拉罕找不到十个义人。
So God prepared to destroy the city.
所以神就来消灭这个城市。
But before he did that,
在做之前呢
，Lot and his wife and his children, his two daughters had to leave first.
这个罗德他的太太他的孩子呢都可以先离开
Even God wouldn't destroy the city while the righteous people are still inside.
所以，因为只要里面还有义人呢，这个神就不会消灭这个城市。
Now repeat, it doesn't take much salt to do the job.
所以我曾经说过，其实也不需要很多的盐来做这个工作。
What God needs is just a few faithful Christians, and these Christians can impact the society.
神所需要的就是几个忠心。的这个基督徒来为这个世界带来这个震撼。
So here is a simple definition.
所以这个是简单的定义。
What does being the salt of the world means?
成为这个世上的盐是什么意思呢
？Being the salt of the world means acting as a purifying agent to hinder the spread of evil.
就是在要来阻挡这个恶所带来的这个清洁剂。
And we who are followers of Jesus Christ, we are to be this moral disinfectant.Stopping the spread of evil.
而我们作为耶稣的门徒呢，就是要来阻止这个道德的恶的这个清洁剂。
We are to be the conscience of the community.
我们是个群体的良知。
We are to speak out for what is true and right.
我们为这个对和好的来站出来说话。
We, you and me.
这就是说你和我。
We are here to prevent the world from going completely bad.
就是阻止这个世界成为完全的腐坏。
We are the salt of the world.
我们就是这世上的盐。
And our role is to preserve this world.
我们的责任就是阻止这个世界。
And to continue to let God do His work.
让这个神能够完成他的工作。
Now, but that's not the end of the whole story.
而这不停留在这里。
Listen to the next three verses from Matthew 5.
另外三节如此说。
See, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under the bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father who is in heaven.
你们是这世上的光。城照在山上不能隐藏的人点灯不是放在斗底下是放在灯台上就照亮一家的人你们的光也当照在人前叫他们看见你们的好行为便将荣耀归于你们在天上的父
What do this word means?
这些字是什么意思呢
Now the dictionary defines light as a source of illumination
所以这个光呢就是照亮的源头
And that provides the key to our definition.
这就是我们的定义了。
So to be the light means to be illuminating the darkness so that others may see reality.
而我作为这个世上的光呢，就是要我们让人能够来照亮这个世上的阴暗，让人能够看出什么是真理。
Now, I don't know whether you have this experience before.
不知道你有没有这样的经验。
In the middle of the night, when you are woken up by some noise.
你在深夜里面呢，你听到一些声音。
And you open your eyes, everywhere is dark.
可是当你看张开眼睛的时候呢，到处都是阴暗的。
And you can hear noise.
你听得到声音。
You try and look into the darkness, and you see very vague figures, images.
可是你看的时候呢，只是很模糊的影子。
And the more you look, the more frightened you become.
可是你越看呢，你就越害怕。
But the moment when you turn on the light,
可是只要你开灯
，there,
一切
the reality becomes real.
就能看得到什么是真实的。
And here, notice the simple application in verse 16.
所以在十六节这里呢，就讲出
say, "Let your light shine before men."
你的光当在这样照在人前。
Now the key is in this little phrase, "before men."
而这里就是在人前。
Now you can turn on the light in an empty room.
你可以在一个空房子开灯。
It will dispel darkness.
它可以驱散这个阴暗。
But no one will see it.
可是没有人看得见这个光。
Similarly, you can live as a Christian in secret.
同样的，你可以暗暗的做你的基督徒。
No one will see you, and it won't help.
可是因为没有人看得见你，也帮不了什么。
So if your light is going to shine, it's going to shine before men.
所以如果你的光要照耀，就要照耀在人前。
Somebody has to see it, before you do any good.
一定要让人能够看得到，才能有用处。
So Jesus said here two things, all right? Two things would happen when you shine your light.
所以你当你的光照耀的时候呢，就会发生两件事情。
Firstly, he says, Man will see your good deeds.
第一呢，就是人能够看见你的好行为。
Now the word good, kalos here means attractive, beautiful, lovely.
而这里的好呢，指的就是美善的事情。
It is that which is pleasing to the eye.
让人家看的时候觉得很舒服的。
And Jesus is saying that people will be attracted by the beauty of your life.
耶稣就是说，能让人能够看出你生命中的美。
I was looking at your mission statement.
哦，就看我们的这个使命的宣言。
I was attracted by the word attracts.
啊，在就为这个吸引这个字所看被吸引了。
And Jesus is saying here similarly, your life must attract others.
所以同样的，我们的生命呢要有所吸引力。
People will be attracted by the beauty of your life.
因为他们能看出你生命里面的美。
Others will be drawn to you by the way you live.
而人家就被你的生命所吸引。
When you say a good word for Jesus, that is a good deed.
当你为耶稣说出一个好的言语的时候呢，那就是一个好的行为。
When you stop and smile at a friend, that is a good deed.
当你为一个朋友给一个微笑的时候呢，那也是一个美的事。
When you help your friend with schoolwork, I don't know how many of you do that.
当你帮你的同学的功课的时候
，or rather you keep to yourself, no, cannot share. This, or else you score 90, I score 89, cannot.
要不然说，哎呀，要把你考得比我好，我还是不要帮你。
Share.
当你分享的时候
，helping your friend doing schoolwork, that is a good deed.
当你帮助你的同学的时候呢，那就是美的事。
And when you stop by the hospital to see how your friend is getting along.That is a good deed.
当你去探望在医院里面生病的朋友的时候呢，那也是美善的事。
You donate money to the poor, to the needy. That is a good deed.
当你为穷有需要的人捐钱的时候呢，那也是美善的事。
It is beautiful.
那是美的事。
It is attractive.
因为它能够吸引人。
It is lovely.
而人家就会得到爱。
And our lifestyle, our evangelism must back up by some of these.Winsome personality.
所以我们要活出这样子一个有吸引力的一个宣教的方式。
And man will see the quality of your life.
而人就从我们的生命里面看出这个特质。
And if your light is shining brightly, people will be attracted to you.
当你的光是如此照耀的时候呢，人家就会被你所吸引。
Now this is the most important thing.
所以耶稣就这么说。
And Jesus said, "When they see your lovely ways."
当他们看见你们的好行为。
Now Jesus could have said other things.
耶稣可以其实用其他的话语。
For example, Jesus may say, "When you hear the great preachers preach to you."
他可以说，当他们听到你很好的这个牧师宣讲的时候。
When you sit in the beautiful great sanctuaries.
当他们来到你这个很美的圣殿的时候。
Or when you hear your wonderful praise team.
当听到你很好的这个赞美团的时候。
Or when you read your statement of faith.
或者他们读你的这个宣言的时候。
Jesus could have said that.
耶稣可能会用这些词。
But Jesus didn't.
可是他没有。
Jesus simply said these four words.
他就这么说。
He said, "When they see the way you live."
他说是看见你们的好行为。
See the way I live.
你说看我怎么什么行为
？How do you live your life?
所以你是什么行为
？Are you living a life that people can see the difference?
你活出来的是有所不同吗
？Is your life?Attractive.
你的生命是否有吸引力
？I think we need to live out our Christian life.
所以我们必须把我们这个信徒的生命活出来。
And our Christian life must attract others.
我们的这个生命呢，必须是有吸引力的。
Now perhaps you heard this poem before.
可能你有听过这个诗。
It's called A Living Sermon by Edgar Guest.
是 Edgar Guest 所写的一个。
It drives the point home very crystal clear.
它的主题就是一个活着的讲道。
So since it's a poem, I will just read the poem in totality. Then I will just explain.
就好。
Okay, let me read it in English. It says here, "I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me.Than merely tell the way. The eyes are pupils, better pupil, and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example is always clear. The best of all preachers are the men who live their creeds. For to see good put in action, is what everybody needs. I soon can learn to do it if you let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action. Your tongue too fast may run. The lectures you delivered may be wise and true, but I'd rather get my lessons by observing what you do. For I might misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act, how you live. Put it in the gist, what this point is saying, you want to live out a Christian life, don't just talk.
意思就是说，如果你要活出你的这个信徒的生命的话，不是单单说而已。
We must walk the talk.
你必须把它行出来。What
you heard is here in your mind.
因为你听到的时候呢，只是在你脑海里面。
You have to digest it and flow into your heart.
可是你必须把它消化，然后活出来。
And transform it into action.
在你的生命里面以行动表达出来。
Practice what we preach.
所以你所说的呢，你也要做得出来。
If we say we must love people,
你说你要彼此相爱。
We must say we must care for others.
你要彼此关怀。
Do we do that?
我们真的有活出来吗？
If you do good deeds before men,
所以如果你在人前把这个好行为行出来的时候，
You are shining for God.
你就是在为神照耀。
So that's the first thing that Jesus says.
而这个就是第一个光照耀所带来的效果。
They give God the credit.
他们会把荣耀归于神。
Verse 16 says, they praise your Father who is in heaven.
他说他们会将荣耀归于我们在天上的父。
I don't know whether you notice the word your in use here three times in this verse.
你会发现在这里这个词里面，你们的或者你们呢用了三次。
Your light,
你们的光,
your good deeds,
你们的好行为,
your Father in heaven,
还有你们在天上的父。
When you let your light shine before men,
当你把你的光照耀的时候,
they glorify your Father in heaven.
照耀在人前的时候呢, 他们就会荣耀你们在天上的父。
What begins here on earth,
而我们在世上所做的,
it ends up in heaven.
最后就会到达天庭。
Credit goes to God.
而这个荣耀就归于神。
So that's how much influence we have.
所以这就是我们的影响力。
We can point men to God.
因为我们可以把人指向上帝。
That's what you and I can do.
这就是我们所能够做到的。
We can lead them out of darkness into the light.
我们可以把他们领出黑暗，进入光明。
Now it's wonderfully simple.
所以是很简单的。
We say, oh, it's so simple.
我们说，哎，很简单啊。
We do the shining and God gets the credit.
我们只要发光, 神就能够得到这个荣耀。
Now here's why.
这就是为什么了。
Light does not call attention to itself.
因为光不会把重点归在自己。
Now it provides illumination so that other things can be seen as they really are.
他照耀的时候呢, 就把事实呢, 摆出来。
For example, when you see a very beautifully light city,
当我们看到一个很明亮的城市的时候,
now you just admire the light.
我们会说哇，光很美哦。
No,
不会。
You say you admire the architect behind the design.
我们会说哇，这个这里的建筑师很厉害。
Or when family and friends gather in a famous restaurant for food.
当我们聚集要吃一餐的时候。
Do you sit down and admire the tables, the utensils? Wow, so nice, so nice.
我们会说哦，这里的餐具哇很美哦。
No, but you enjoy the food.
不会，我们就会享受那一餐。
And you give credit to the chef.
我们把归荣耀给那个准备那食物的人。
So I think here it is that when our light shines to those around us, they see the beauty of our good works.
所以当光照耀在人前的时候呢，人就会看出我们的好行为。
The darkness fall away.
这个阴暗就消化,
they see spiritual reality.
他们看到这个属灵的真理。
And God gets the credit.
而神就会得到荣耀。
Now, I cannot imagine anything higher or greater.
我看不到有什么是比这更重要、更高尚的。
We have in hand this enormous influence that you and I have.
因为我们的手里呢，掌握着这非常为善很大的这个影响力。
We are the light of this world.
因为我们这就是这世上的光。
And we can make an eternal difference to the people around us.
而我们对为我们周围的人能够带来这个永恒的不同。
We can quite literally change the world.
因为我们可以真的就这样子改变世界。
As they see the beauty of our lives,
当人看到我们生命中的美善的时候
they'll be attracted to Jesus.
他们就会被耶稣所吸引。
And they see the light in us.
他看到我们生命的光的时候
They will see the one who gives us this light.
他就会看到这个光的源头
They will be attracted to our Savior and God will get the credit.
他们会被我们的救主所吸引而神就会得到荣耀
Now let me tell you the most exciting fact about this.
让我告诉大家最精彩的部分
You don't need a seminary degree, to, or a Christian college education.
你不需要什么神学院的这个文凭
I don't know whether you're aware, Reverend Xiaowei and I, we are classmates.
我不知道你们知道，我们两位是同学。
We studied together.
神学院同学，我们一起读书。
Also Reverend Bun Yang.
还有文远牧师也是。
And Sister Sok Ching.
还有 Yok Ching 传道。
And it's good to be back.
我们。
So we don't need college seminary education for this.
所以要做这样的事情，你不需要这个神学院的文凭。
I think what is important, what you need here.Okay, if you are a Christian, you are already the salt and the light of the world.
因为你只要是基督徒的话，你就是这世上的光和盐了。
You don't need a bachelor of salt or light.
你不用一个这个盐的学位还是什么光的博士学位。
You have everything that you need right now.
因为你所需要的呢，你现在就已经拥有了。
So you are the salt.
所以你是盐。
So you are to get out of the shaker.Into the soup.
你就要离开这个罐子，进入那个汤。
You are the light.
你就是光。
You need to crawl out where you're hiding and let it shine.
而你要从你所躲避的地方出来，照耀这世界。
Remember, Jesus said, if you are the light, you keep under the bowl, it's useless.
他说，耶稣说，你这个光如果放在斗底下，又有什么用处呢
？You need to get out.
你必须活出来。
And let it shine.
照耀这世界。
Now, a little boy was sitting in the church with his mother one day.
一个小男孩呢，就跟他的母亲在教会里面坐。
And I was looking at this stained glass too. It's so beautiful.
他就看到那个很美的这个彩绘的玻璃。
So as he looked up, he saw some beautiful stained glass windows.
他看到那个教会的彩绘玻璃的时候。
And he saw faces in the glass.
他在那个玻璃那边就看到有一些面孔。
He said, "Mom."Who are those people in the window?
这些窗里面的人是谁呀
？The mother answered.
母亲就说
，Those are the saints.
这些就是那些圣徒。
Oh, the little boy thought for a while.
这个男孩就想了一下。
I know who are the saints.
我现在知道圣徒是谁了。
They are the ones who let the light in.
他们就是把让光进入这里的人。
We have seen and experienced the moral decay going around us.
我们已经看到也经验了我们周围的个道德的腐败。
But let us not be despair.
可是我们不要因此而彷徨。
The darker the night, the brighter the light shines.
因为越阴暗的地方，那个光照出来的那个亮光就越亮。
Now, it is precisely when the world is at its worst that the people of God should be at the best.
正这个世界最腐败的时候呢，正是我们基督徒要做出最好的时候。
We were made for days like this.
因为我们就是为这样的日子所造的。
And this is our calling.
这就是我们的呼召。
We have been commissioned by Jesus Christ.
耶稣给了我们这个使命。
And to go and be the light.
要成为这世上的光。
Not only be the light in this community, Outram Park area.
不单是在这个欧兰园这里照耀。
Not only in your neighborhood in Singapore.
不单单只是你住的地方或者是新加坡本身。
But it goes beyond that.
甚至超越这一切。
So I begin now in summary. I begin by saying that the church has lost its influence in our society.
开始的时候，我提到这个教会如何在这个社会里面呢，好像失去了这个影响力。
But why has it happened, and what can we do about it?
为什么会这样？然后我们又能够如何呢
？I say it happened because we have neglected to be the salt and the light of this world.
我觉得是因为我们已经没有忽略了成为这世上的光和盐。
This world has definitely needed light.
这世上需要这个亮光。
But we have hidden it under the bowl.
可是我们却躲在斗底下。
In the meantime, the world has gone back to worse.
而这个世界呢，就从越来越不好。
Now what will happen once again if we become salt and light of the world?
如果我们再次成为这世上的光和盐，又会怎么样呢？
Now two things.
两件事。
To become salt, we must actively decide to become the purifying agents who hinder the spread of evil.
第一呢，就是如果我们要成为这世上的盐呢，我们必须的来阻止这个恶的扩散的这个清洁剂。
To become light, we must actively decide to illuminate the spiritual darkness around us by the boldness of our speech and the beauty of our life.
而如果要成为这世上的光的话呢，我们就要照耀这个属灵的阴暗，而这样子呢，就是要用我们的言行来做出来。
Now let no one be deceived here.
而我们不要自欺欺人。
As I say, as I read the poem to you just now.
当我刚才所读的那个诗一样。
It's easy for me to preach to you.
我要讲出来呢是很容易的。
But to put into practice, it takes effort.
可是要行出来呢，就要有努力。
It's not easy.
这是不容易的。
And here are two simple commitments that we can make this morning.
所以今天我们要做出两个很重要的委身。
First of all,
第一
the salt commitment.
就是这个盐的委身。
I think we can say to ourselves, I will be the purifying agent to hinder the spread of evil.
我们要这样子的说，我要成为这个洁净的物质，来阻止这个恶的扩散。
What does that mean?
这表示呢
？They may mean speaking up in your office.
可能是在公司里面说出讲出来。
It may mean standing firm as Christian in school,
可能是在学校里面呢，我们要站立的稳。
It may mean rocking the boat where you work.
可能在工作的时候呢，要说出一些话来。
It may mean taking criticism because of your faith.
可能因为你自己的信仰受批评。
It may mean taking an unpopular stand.In the public,
可能是在我们的群体里面呢，要做出一些不容易的决定。
Remember, salt stings, and then it cleanses.
开始这个盐是会刺痛的，不过最后呢，它就会洁净。
Second, there's this light commitment.
第二就是这个光的委身。
I will illuminate the spiritual darkness around me.
我说我们会照耀在这些属灵的阴暗处。
How can we do that?
我们怎么做呢
？By the boldness of my speech and the beauty of my life.
就是我所说出来的胆魄，还有我的生命的美善。
So that certainly involves our daily kindness that we show to others.
所以就是我们每天所要表达出来的恩慈。
It may mean going out of your way just to help a friend.
可能就是多走一里路来帮一个朋友。
It no doubt means openly identifying yourself.As a Christian,
所以很肯定就是说你自己必须标榜自己为一个基督徒。
It will probably cost you some money and maybe some time.
可能你会需要牺牲一些时间或金钱。
Remember, the primary function of light is to reveal things as they really are.
因为这个光的这个主要目的就是要把事情的真相照耀出来。
When you're done your job, when done the good deeds, they don't talk about you.
所以当你做完的时候呢，并不是人家就不会是说在说你。
When you have done a good deed, people praise you. That's not the right thing. The proper thing to do.
如果你做完了，人家只是称赞你的话呢，你还没有做完工作。
The proper thing to do when you've done a good job, they will talk about Jesus.
而是当你做完的时候呢，人家称赞的呢是耶稣。
We are not called to save the world.
我们不是要来这个救赎这个世界，这不是我们的呼召。
But we are called to be an influence and to make a difference.
可是我们的呼召呢，就是要有影响力而做出这个不同。
I'm not asking you to do everything.
所以我们不用什么东西都要来做。
We can't.
我们不可能。
But what we can do is that we can do something.
可是我们总有能够做到的。
What we can do.We ought to do.
所以我们能够做的，我们就是必须来做。
And that's what being salt and light is all about.
而这就是光和盐所要需要做到的。
May the Lord help us to be an influence in this society.
愿神帮助我们能够成为这世界的影响力。
To be the salt and light of the world.
成为这世上的光和盐。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your calling, your reminder for us to be salt and light of the world. Help us as we go about, Lord, to do it. We know it's not easy, particularly the world around us is so corrupted and is filled with so much darkness. Lord, sometimes we get discouraged being a Christian, but help us to know that, Lord, as Christians, we are to be salt and light of this world. Grant us the strength, grant us the courage, grant us, Lord, your grace upon us, that we will resolve this morning, this day onwards, to be your salt, to be light of the world. Help us and lead us. We give thanks, we pray and ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.